Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. San Juan Regional Medical Center is your community hospital, committed to making life better for the communities we are privileged to serve. In fact, better is our mission, improving lives through personalized health and care. What matters most to our patients matters most to us. Offering a comprehensive range of inpatient, outpatient, and emergency care services so you can get the quality care you need right here at home. San Juan Regional Medical Center, celebrating life better here since 1910. KSJE is proud to support the Summer Terrace Concert Series, Saturdays at the Farmington Museum. Country and rock music by Terry Rickard, Saturday, July the 9th. The Summer Terrace Concert Series at the Farmington Museum, 3041 East Main Street, Saturdays this summer from 6 to 7:30 p.m. KSJE is supported by the Alzheimer's Association, New Mexico Chapter, with a local office in Farmington, providing free services and resources to help those living with dementia and their families, including their 24/7 helpline, 1-800-272-3900. The Alzheimer's Association, New Mexico Chapter, 1-800-272-3900.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Megan Cullop, along here with Scott Micklin.
Good morning, Megan Cullop.
Good morning.
How are you?
It's Friday.
It is Friday.
It always feels so freeing, doesn't it?
It really does.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So, and being here with you. Freeing feeling.
I know. Kicking off kicking off Friday right.
Yes.
Yes.
Exactly. So here we are, everybody. Welcome to you as well, viewers and listeners, to KSJE's That's Interesting program, the program that invites you to call in and be a part of the show and share what's interesting in your world.
Yes.
Could be a lot of things.
There are so many things,
right,
in this world that are interesting.
Exactly.
Don't limit yourselves.
Do not limit yourself. Do you remember what the number is for folks to call in, since you can't see it on the screen?
I know it ends with 3909.
Uh-huh.
But the first part is
505.
505, right.
566.
566.
3909. Almost. I'll give you an 80 on that
four.
Effort.
Yeah.
There you go.
B minus.
That's okay. That's all right. But 505-566-3909 is the phone number to give us a call and share what's interesting in your world. And we are here to talk with you, or you can just call in and say hello. That works too. I mean, you know, I'd
be
open
to
that.
We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
We'd love to hear from you.
Exactly. So.
But let us know you're listening.
Yeah, exactly. It's true. Very true. But gosh, lots of stuff going on. This is the last weekend of June.
Can you believe that?
No.
I am upset.
Are you upset?
I am upset.
This is really, this is bothering. We've hit a nerve.
We've hit a nerve because June is my favorite month.
Ah.
Because of the sunlight. I just love the long days. And you still get the long days throughout summer. It's not like we're done with them.
Yeah, I know.
But I just, you know, it's like the weather's so nice, long days. It's not in the scorching hot season yet.
Yes.
You know, it's just, June is so great.
There you go. And now it's over.
And now it's done.
Almost.
Yeah. And now it's done for another year.
True.
Wah, 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 wah.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. But yeah, but there you go. I know. But we've got the monsoons a little early, I think, this year with the rain that we've had, which has been great, and more
it's good
in the
for
forecast.
Us. Yep.
Exactly. And so so that's been kind of a cool change.
Right.
It's not even not as cool as June usually is. But a lot cooler.
That's true.
Temperature wise. So
true.
That's a good thing. So anyway, but and solstice. This
solstice,
week,
that's right.
The longest day. So now there are short, there's still shorter days coming.
I know. Gosh, you have to remind me of that.
Sorry.
You're hitting a nerve.
I guess
over
I am.
Here.
Right. I guess so. Sorry about that.
I just love long days.
Yeah.
I went hiking on a work night. This is how great June is.
Did you really?
Yeah, because, you know, the sun keeps going. So I went, I got off work at 5, and I went out to the Bista.
Okay. Wow.
That's like an hour outside of town, too.
Yeah.
Almost.
Well, depending on
which side
you're going to. Yeah, I guess so.
But, yeah.
But okay. And how long was your hike then?
Oh, I guess? Like an hour and 15 minutes or something.
All right.
Yeah.
So that's doable.
Yeah.
So it wasn't dark when you got back to the car.
No, no. It was dark when I got back to town, but not to the car.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. I don't want you lost out there.
No, no.
Because that can happen.
No, I went with somebody else, so.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I don't go to
Bista. With a better sense of direction?
Yes.
Okay, good.
I do not go to Bista alone.
Okay, good. All right.
That would be bad. Yeah.
That would be bad. That's true. Dog doesn't count either.
Dog does not count.
No.
He can't call for 911.
That's right. That's right. Well, good for you.
Yeah.
Gosh, I wish I didn't do much outside of work this week.
Yeah.
Just getting stuff ready to go.
It's okay.
But things are busy here. So anyway, what's interesting? What else is interesting in your world? Do you have any? Because usually you come with things to share.
Yeah.
On this show.
I'm reading a book. And when I
read,
read
a book every week, do you read like a different book every week
or
you just bounce around?
Yeah, I bounce around.
Okay, okay.
And I also hardly ever finish a whole book.
Oh.
So I selectively read a book.
Okay.
That's the trick.
You don't want to know how it ends?
Not really. Well, they're always nonfiction. So it's more like I choose a chapter that I like.
And I gotcha.
Choose a handful of chapters that seem interesting.
Okay.
So this one is on spontaneous remissions. So it's called Cured by Jeffrey Redeker, and he's a medical doctor.
Okay. That name sounds familiar. Have you read stuff from him before or shared stuff from him before?
No.
Oh.
Brand new to me.
All right.
But spontaneous remissions, often people regard as like miracles. They don't know why these diseases that are incurable are cured.
Right.
So he set out to study it, and he was like, it's just weird that we don't study this. Like, we're just kind of like, well, that was weird, and we move on, and we don't actually like engage in it. And so he has like sort of domains that he, over the course of studying different cases, there's like, these seem to be the commonalities. And, you know, and some of them are what you'd expect, like nutrition is a big one and like stress reduction is a big one.
Mm-hmm.
But then he has one on identity, healing our identity, which is very interesting, which is basically how you see yourself and the world. And sometimes there's seismic shifts in how one sees themselves and sees the world and in how they choose to engage with the world after that. And part of it rests on the default mode network. Have you heard of this?
I have not heard of this.
This is in the brain, and it's certain structures of the brain make up this network.
I don't think I have one.
I think you do, because you're a human.
Okay. And you have a brain.
And you have a brain.
That I think you have a brain.
And it's working, sort of.
Mostly.
Most of the
days
it's
yeah.
working.
All right.
And this is...
I'll give that to you.
Yeah,
I'll admit that I might have this
network. I think you have this network.
All right.
We all do.
Okay.
And the collection of regions of the brain, you know, have things to do with like the emotion, like limbic system was like the emotional center and memory and perception and like how you take in sensory information. So it's a big deal.
Yeah.
And this stuff is running in the background when you're reflecting or daydreaming, thinking about the past.
And what? I wasn't paying attention. Sorry.
Exactly.
Okay.
Your default mode network was like doing its thing.
All right. Then I guess I have it.
You have it. And so in this network, basically the idea is the more that you ascribe a certain meaning to a situation, say you have a negative memory and you're always connecting negative feelings and negative thoughts to this negative memory, of course, right?
Sure.
That's creating a type of groove in this neural pathway in this section of the brain. So when you start to rewire those neural pathways because you start to redefine, change the meaning of certain events, go through all that, it actually rewires it and makes that part of the brain sort of healthier, basically.
Oh.
And that this is somehow tied to spontaneous remission.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting.
Isn't that crazy? And this is a medical doctor, so I'm like, I trust you.
Okay. And that would be the spontaneous remission is more of a medical thing, correct?
Right. Or, it's like if you had cancer and it was like, oh, this is incurable.
Gone.
Oh,
now
it's
gone. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. And that is linked to this rewiring of your brain, perhaps.
Yeah, that's like one. Yeah, that's like one domain.
Okay,
and it's very powerful.
Interesting. Yeah. But I could see that, you know, like if you go, I don't know, to a certain place, right, and you had a negative experience at that place, so now you're like, well, I don't want to go back to that place because it stinks. I had a bad experience, even though the new experience might be totally better.
Yes.
You know, but you're just like, ugh, I don't like that place.
Yes. And
for
new
whatever
experiences
reason, that one negative messes up your whole future, I
positive
guess. So if you
and
don't
future,
rewire
yes.
that, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, perfect. Yes.
Thank you.
That's exactly right.
Oh,
and
I'm exhausted.
Says, yeah. New experiences are key. So going out and having new experiences helps rewire.
Okay. Wow.
I know.
And that could lead to the spontaneous remission or
yeah,
is it a contributing factor toward, I
it's
guess,
a factor.
Right?
Is it's that, a factor. Okay. Yep. Yep.
Wow. Interesting. Yeah. That's cool. That was a cool chapter.
Really cool
Good
chapter.
Good choice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for sharing that. That's interesting.
Yes.
Thank you for bringing that to all of our attention, everybody. And now it's your turn, listeners and viewers. You can give us a call and share what's interesting in your world. Just give us a call this morning here at KSJE. The number is 505-566-3909. 566-3909. The phone lines are open, so let us know what is going on. As we heard kind of before the show started, there's outdoor concerts. This is the
Love
summer
it.
Season, right?
Love it.
The museum has stuff going on Saturdays, so tomorrow. I know there's stuff happening. Well, today there's TGIF, downtown Farmington, right? The lunch at the park, at Main and Orchard.
Yes.
That happens on Fridays, so that is happening as well. Music in the Mountains, another supporter of KSJE, will get underway soon up in Durango and traveling around the region with great musical selections. And so that stuff is going on. And I think around mid-July, there is the return of the cul-de-sac concert in Farmington with...
I'm going to sing in that.
Are you going to sing in the cul-de-sac concert?
Am.
Okay, there you go. But it's kind of just an ad hoc group of people that get together, right? And maybe one rehearsal and boom,
yes,
you go.
Yes, you rehearse like right before it and then you're like on.
Yeah, and it's in the cul-de-sac.
Yes,
it's in a neighborhood. Yeah, which I'm sure the neighbors love. But
yes.
I think they do
because it's cute.
Yeah. Well, I think that's Robin Woodard's neighborhood, and she is part of this. And I think so they're probably used to
she is.
Just
her and Virginia
spur
Nichols.
The moment performances in
yes.
that neighborhood. And
yes.
Virginia Nichols, yes, you can't go wrong.
You can't go wrong with those two.
No. So that's coming up later on this summer. And, of course, Connie Mack, everybody. And KSJE is very happy to be the radio station for all the Connie Mack games from Ricketts Park again this year in 2022. So we invite you to stay tuned to us. And if you're a business and would like to support our broadcast, there's still some sponsorships available. So reach out quickly, but let us know, and we can probably get you in on the sponsorship team. So that's coming.
Right.
Very exciting. The teams are being selected, right? They are battling it out in those regional tournaments.
They are battling it out.
Yeah. So we're looking forward to it. You'll be back.
I'll be back.
On our team,
on
right?
On the field.
Yeah.
On our team.
Right.
Social media, mostly hopefully some on-site interviews.
Hopefully.
If we can get the sound situation figured out. That was our big issue last year, so.
Right. Yeah, we're going to work on that.
Yeah.
So we'll get that figured out.
Yeah.
Hopefully. But sounds good. Exciting. Exciting.
Yeah.
All right. I brought something. I have something that's interesting. Right? I know.
This is big. Okay.
It's a
lay it on me.
I read it and I'm like, wow, that is interesting. I'm
going
to note that
Look
and bring
you.
It to the show.
Reading.
I know. From the Atlantic.
Oh, I love the Atlantic.
If you will.
Oh my gosh.
Right?
I love
How about
the Atlantic.
That? Right?
I'm a okay. subscriber.
All right. So, title of the article, Is Google Dying?
I didn't read it, but I saw the headline.
Okay.
So, is it?
Well, according to this article, it might be.
How?
It's not doing. Well, the idea was about Google Search.
Right.
Which, of course, is the go-to search engine for most of the world, I would say. Probably most people use Google to search.
Google it. It's
right.
like become common vernacular.
Right. But there are, you know, there are other options out there for sure. But I think most people just go to Google. It's kind of the default search engine. And the article was saying that, you know, in the beginning, you know, part of Google's genius was to present the search results that you were looking for, that you didn't have to scroll through page after page after page of stuff that wasn't relevant to what you were looking for. It really figured out from the terms that you put in what to show you in the search results. And now what has happened is if you've done a search recently, there's a whole bunch of paid search results at the top, and there's things that you might be looking for, and there's other things that other people who look for the same thing look for this, and you kind of have to go through all that junk to get to the actual search results, and so it just makes it less of a useful tool.
I have
and so,
thought the same thing recently.
There you go. And that's why they feel that maybe Google is dying. It's just getting away from its original purpose, for search anyway, by adding on all this other clutter that you now see on the screen as you get those results, and just make it harder for the original purpose, which is to just show me what I'm looking for.
Right.
You know, don't show me paid ads and paid posts and
paid
this.
Yeah, the paid ads get so annoying.
And other suggestions and you know, those, that type of stuff.
Yeah.
So that was the gist of the article.
Wow.
That I thought was interesting.
That is. Mm-hmm. And do you ever use Google Scholar?
No.
I love Google Scholar.
You've met me, right?
I love Google Scholar.
Right. Okay. Yes. Which is, for folks who don't know what that is.
So it ties you to academic articles. So you can type in default mode network, Google Scholar, and then it'll show you like actual studies.
Gotcha. That would be cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm not as scholarly as you are, I think.
No.
Anyone who's met us probably agrees with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You could have waited a minute before you agreed to that. But okay.
You could have paused.
You could have, but you didn't.
No, Scott, of course you're academic.
You work at a college.
You do work at
something
a college.
Something has to be absorbed by osmosis or something.
You run a radio station that's partially classical music.
That's true. That's true.
That's pretty heady.
Yeah, that's very true. But yeah, maybe something would soak in through osmosis just from being here for so long.
That
we
can
hope.
Nice.
We can hope. That's
we
true.
Hope.
Exactly. All right, everyone. It's your turn. Give us a call this morning, 505-566-3909. The number once again is 505-566-3909. You can share what's interesting in your world or millionaire keep rambling. That's what we do.
Yeah.
So it's one or the other.
It's one or the other.
That's what happens. Exactly.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Do I have anything else for you?
Right.
That's what I'm thinking.
Well, I'm trying to think. Let's see. Last night at your other workplace, there was a nice gathering that I didn't get to, and I apologize for that, but a nice business after hours, a Chamber of Commerce event at Basin Home Health and Basin Health Companies, right?
Right. Yeah. So it was really fun. We had a live band.
Nice.
And so that's always fun to have live music.
Of course.
Desert Thunder was the band.
Okay.
And they have, they're like country rock.
Okay.
And they sound very good. And then we had cornhole, of course.
Of course.
Have you ever played cornhole?
Yeah, I'm sure I probably am.
Yeah, it's sort of like horseshoes, but with beanbags.
Right.
And you get land it in a hole.
Yeah.
Of course,
right.
As the name suggests.
Exactly.
We had a really interesting game that I think borders on animal cruelty.
Oh, I think I read about that in the post that said, if you're coming, bring money for this particular game, right? Because
chicken bingo. I'm not going to tell you what the second word is.
Yeah.
Basically, you put a chicken
on a
bingo square.
Uh-huh. And well, there are a lot of squares, right?
Yeah, there's like a whole, it's a bingo board.
Mm-hmm.
And the chicken does its walking around.
Yeah.
And wherever the chicken defecates.
Nice.
That is
lovely.
The square.
Yeah. And if you then I guess bought that square, you are a winner of this game. That's the point, right?
Yes.
And then we've seen the same thing with cows and other, I think any animal you could use for a game like that.
Yes.
But how interesting.
Yeah. They painted the chicken's toenails red.
Did they now?
So.
Who had that job?
I think it was Chrissy who does, does billing.
All right. Well,
we're like,
multi-talented.
Thanks for getting us money. And also, can you paint the chicken's toenails?
Yeah.
That's what it's like working at Basin. It's other duties as assigned.
That's what happens.
It's
everywhere.
What happens.
I think at every workplace. So
yes.
There you go. But okay. So chicken blank bingo.
Yes.
At Basin Health Companies.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, do people enjoy it? Did they have a good time?
Yeah, I think a lot of people liked it. I was like, I don't know how I feel about this.
Yeah. Okay.
But, you know, it was, was fine.
I mean, that's the normal thing the chicken does, right?
Yeah,
it walks around
fine.
and it poops. So.
It was fine. You just made it. The chicken was just doing its thing in
right.
the box.
Okay. There you go.
Yeah.
We have a phone call.
Oh, good. Save us.
Yeah, right.
That's the perfect time to call.
Exactly. Let's go to the phones and see who's calling in. Good morning. You're on KSJE. Thank you for calling in this morning, and bless you.
Hey, bless you as well. It's the main man, Murky. Bum, 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 bum. Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
What's...
That's just sort of my little intro that I do. Trying to distance myself from some of the other callers and... just want to really be a good caller. You're talking about what's interesting going on in people's lives right now. I guess close to possibly losing my job, and it's not the end of the world. It's kind of like a casual position. I'm doing it right now. I do the cold opens for the Not Even a Show, but I need to hit 100%.
Gotcha.
I guess that's why I sound so nervous, but I basically need you guys to say in unison, let's start the show, and then we can kick it off on our end, and then everyone will be happy with me, and then I can keep collecting those paychecks.
Yeah. And which show are you working with now?
Well, it's Not Even a Show, unfortunately.
Oh, okay. So you need us to say, let's get on with
start the show. Hey, how come you guys aren't on the screen?
Let's start the show. Okay. All right.
But hang on, how come you guys aren't on the screen?
Oh, well, because we put up the logo.
But that really is going to detract from it if there's no, like, visual of you guys saying, let's start the show. It's going to be really detract.
Oh, okay. Well, that's kind of what we're doing this morning, but we will do our best. But thanks for calling in. We appreciate it. Thank you very much. You want to try it?
All right, ready?
Yeah. 3, 2, 1.
Let's start the show.
Okay.
Hopefully that was good.
I think that worked. So there you go.
Okay.
All right. There you go. Thank you. Thanks for calling in. You know, that's interesting.
That is interesting.
Right? So I don't quite get what that was necessarily.
I don't know. It's not a show, but it's going to be a show.
I'm not sure if he was a local caller or an out-of-town caller, but, you know.
Hey,
that's what
we asked people to call in.
When you ask people to call in, people will call in.
Yes.
So we don't really screen our calls, obviously.
No.
And so so there you go.
No, we do not screen our calls.
But we appreciate folks that do call in. So thank you for calling in. And if you'd like to join and call in with something else, you can give us a call this morning as well, 566-3909-505, 566-3909. That is the number to call and get on the air. And so you can say hello to Megan or me or both of us.
Or both of us. That would be nice.
Yeah. Or send out a shout out or tell us what your weekend plans are.
Yes.
You know, lots of stuff going on. That's true. So there you go.
Yeah.
Exactly. What are your plans for the rest of the summer? I know you're going to be working here for Connie Mack. So that's end of July.
That's locked in.
Yeah.
You know, I don't have the finances to take like a trip, unfortunately.
Well, who does these days with gas prices are a little high?
Right.
You
and
know?
I always do a road trip. So gas prices are high and everything's just ballooned in expense. I'm taking a day off July 11th to hang out with a friend, perhaps go to Albuquerque. So that's kind of fun.
That's
something.
It's like a whole another world down there.
That's something. And when you take a day off from work, you feel rebellious on some level, like everybody else is working and I'm not.
Yes. Right.
So.
Okay.
Nice. So that's cool.
All right.
Might go camping a couple times. I don't know.
Okay.
That can be fun.
It can be. Right.
I don't think you're that type, probably.
Me, a camper? No.
Yeah. No.
Probably not.
No.
That's right. Not that you asked me to go with you, but no, I'm really not a camper. But that's okay.
But that's okay.
Yeah.
We don't have to all be doing the same thing.
Yeah.
So
I appreciate nature. I think it's great. I just haven't found a piece of ground to sleep on that doesn't like kill my back.
Yes.
And so that part of the camping experience is a little lost
it's
on
tough.
Me. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but more power to you.
Thank you.
Yeah. But have fun with that. And hopefully the forests are going to be open, right? Because I know sometimes with this moisture we're getting, that's helping with the fire danger. And I know, you know, sometimes when there's a lot of danger about fire, they do close the forest to camping and things like that. So hopefully that won't be the case when you decide you want to go.
I have a camping story.
Do you now?
Yes.
Okay.
Back in Texas.
Do they camp in Texas?
Yeah, there's places to camp in Texas. And there's forests there.
Okay.
And I was on a camp
bitty
trip.
Trees.
Yeah, little bitty trees.
Yeah, because the hills aren't, the mountains aren't there.
No, it's just a bunch of hills.
Yeah.
The hill country is
that's
the thing
right.
that
but
exists.
That's beautiful.
The hill country is very pretty.
Yes.
And so that's where I was at.
Okay.
And the first night, it downpoured and I had to go home. I mean, it was like torrential.
Ew.
Leaking in the tent.
Oh, see, that's no fun.
It was quite an experience.
Right, yeah.
So I went to the Chicken Express and went home.
Okay.
Chicken Express.
We have a theme this week on the show.
Lots
chickens,
of chickens,
apparently. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So.
Interesting. Well.
Yeah.
But it didn't dissuade you from camping in the future, apparently.
No, it did not.
Because here you are.
Here I am.
You know?
I don't understand how to hang food up, like if there's bears. I don't know.
Well, you should probably figure that out.
I probably should figure it out. I always go with people.
I would really hope that you figure that out.
Yeah, more people know more, so I go with those people.
Okay. All right. That's good. Like the hiking.
Just like the hiking.
You've got it figured out. Okay. All right. Well, that's important. Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. We have another caller?
We have another caller.
We have another caller. All right. Let's see who is calling in to talk and share whatever's interesting going on in your world. Good morning. You're on KSJE. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hi. Good morning. We're good. How are you?
I'm good. Boy, you're talking about stuff, interesting stuff going on. I got my hands full.
What do you got? Give us one.
Well, I got a lot. I just purchased a home, so I got a lot of stuff to do.
Well, that's true. That's part of home ownership, right?
I mean, just today alone, I've got to replace a few toilets. I'm going to try to start refinishing the hardwood floors. The lawn's got to be all patched up. The garbage disposal under the sink's got to go.
Okay.
The dishwasher, forget it. It smells to high heaven.
Right. Well, I hope you got a good deal on the house. There's a lot of, looks like there's a lot of jobs to do, huh?
Yeah, I mean, the cabinets, they're loud, they creak.
Okay.
I got to replace the shower heads. And
right.
There's a lot of work. There's stains on some of the ceilings. The roof vents, they're all clogged up.
Well, good luck.
The breaker's outdated.
Right.
I got to do some weather stripping, too. And
okay.
Yeah.
Well, good luck with all that. That is part of home ownership, though. You've got to do all those chores and stuff and, you know, and keep the house in fairly good repair, right? So that's just one of those things of home ownership. But thank you for calling in and sharing that with us. And good luck, but congratulations on buying a home. That's a big step. That's great.
I've never owned a home.
Right. So you have not? Huh?
I have not. So okay. I have not done home makey things because I have had a landlord that if something breaks, you just call the landlord.
That's true. As a renter. That is one of those things.
That's
exactly.
A perk, mm-hmm. Which is why I like renting, actually. It's like you don't get slammed with this unexpected expense. And that would be very hard. You know, when I moved in, the first week the AC went out.
Ooh.
And then last year the heating went out. And those are extraordinary expenses.
Right.
I didn't even have to think about it.
No.
Just call the landlord. Just call
them, hey, fix this.
Hey.
There you go.
We got a problem.
That's true.
But you're a homeowner.
I am a homeowner.
Do you have to fix things?
I do. Sure. All the time.
Do you call a repairman?
It depends on what the thing is, right?
Yeah.
I'm pretty, you know, I think I'm pretty handy. So depending on, you know, what's going on, I had a swamp cooler that wasn't working this spring. And so that took a few trips to the roof and, you know, trips to the hardware store and things along that line. But I ended up, you know, fixing it for like $10 instead of $200. So I was excited about that. That I was able to figure that out and it works great. So knock on wood. So that was good. But other stuff, you know, I don't do a lot of electrical. Not really. A lot of other plumbing stuff. I'm not really, I do it, but I just don't, there's something about it. It just doesn't always come out well.
Right.
So, but you know, but other stuff, yeah, I've done, you know, other small repairs, I guess I would say. In that house, luckily, haven't had many big repairs. I had an older house that needed a lot of repairs and just maintenance, you know, year to year kind of stuff, because it was about a 100-year-old house. So,
right.
You know, that you kind of expect that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And so that was kind of fun to mess around with. But the newer house that I have now is a little bit better for maintenance.
Right.
So far.
So we'll see. Far.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Exactly.
When you have a Lego room.
Sort yeah.
Of.
Right.
I mean, it sound weird.
Yeah.
But
thanks.
No, it's more like a Lego room plus, like, that's where your computer
is. The den.
The
media room, sure.
The media
where
room.
The TV is and the computer and all my. I'm a Lego kid from childhood, and so I've collected a bunch of Lego models over the years, and so they're all in that room, displayed in that room.
Yeah.
So. Needs no maintenance, except dusting, I guess, every once in a while. Blow the dust off and
Oof,
stuff.
Yeah, dusting.
Yeah.
That's something that I should do more.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
But there you go.
I forget to do the dusting.
Do you forget sometimes?
I do.
Well.
It's not a thing. You know, I'm a bleacher, so everything gets wiped down with, like, Clorox wipes.
Oh,
and, like,
there you go.
Very much a germ-killing
machine. Well, that would help.
But dusting is...
Well, this spring, we had so much wind and dust in the air that even, I mean, I think the new house is fairly airtight, but even so, I've got little, you know, little fine little tiny specks of dust everywhere.
Specks of dirt. Sand, dirt,
yeah. That just, you know, and that I can
so much dirt.
Blow off, but yeah, it's just, yeah, one of those things.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
Let's see. I have one more thing.
What do you got?
What do you think about the concept of synchronicity?
Let's see. I think there was an album by that name.
The Police.
Yeah. See? So I like that part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm not sure I know the definition of that, of the rest of
so
synchronicity.
So it's when, like, two seemingly disconnected events kind of coalesce.
Oh.
And it has to do
like
with
you
timing.
And I hosting a show together.
Well, yeah. No.
Darn it.
It has to do with timing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, for example... this was in another book that I read where a woman was childless, wanted to get pregnant, was having difficulty with that. and was talking to somebody on the train, and they said, "You look like a woman who would adopt children," which is kind of a weird thing for a stranger on a train to say. That's right. Why it was like, huh?
Right.
And then that night went home, and on TV there was a special on adoption. Oh. That's synchronicity.
Okay, okay.
And that these connections exist throughout our days, and we just have to be attentive to it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. But I would think now it's a little more, even more so, because I think, you know, we're kind of feeling that our phones are listening to us all the time and showing us ads and posts and things related to what we're talking about during the day.
Right.
And so I would think there's a lot more instances of synchronicity than there used to be, perhaps.
That's a great point. That's a great point.
Creepy point, but a great point.
It's a creepy, but also a great point.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, interesting.
Yeah.
There you go. I can share one more thing, which just in passing, back to Google. There was a story about an engineer at Google who is put on leave because he claimed that the an artificial intelligence bot that they had created is now sentient.
I don't like that.
Right? Have you seen that movie?
Right. Yeah, AI, is that the movie you're talking about?
Well, any of them, right?
Yeah.
You just kind of tinker around with a computer program,
and
all of a sudden the thing has,
yes,
and then protects itself, and hilarity ensues. But yeah, so he claimed that this thing that he had created, or the team had created, is now self-aware and has gone beyond maybe about the eighth grade or eight-year-old, I guess, maybe intelligence level at the moment, is what they're saying. No, it's interesting. That's
crazy.
A different show. That'd be a cool show, though, wouldn't it? A That's Insane show?
I'm just like taking that in. And I'm terrified.
Are you?
Yes.
Well, that's why he's on leave.
That's like monkeypox. It's like.
Right. But they put him on leave, and I haven't heard much more about it since then. But.
Well, was he responsible, or was he just a whistleblower?
Well, I think he was the whistleblower, right? So it was probably a team of people working on this thing. But he's just like, hey, maybe, you know, this thing now that we designed it just to answer questions, and now it kind of is self-aware and cares about itself now, and, you know, wants to self-protect itself and things like that. I don't know. Interesting, right? Yeah.
Whew.
But I think, you know, we're going to have some of these conversations, right, about some of these things that are coming.
Yes.
You know, as we get more and more about technology
and human ethics for computers.
Right.
That we can't abuse them.
Yeah. That would be nice.
Yeah.
You know, but it's a scary thought, maybe, if it doesn't go the right way.
Scary.
That's my concern. But yeah. So anyway. Well, we're at the end of the show.
Well,
everybody.
Good show.
You know?
Some interesting calls.
We appreciate the calls. You bet. Yeah. We invite you to call us in 2 more weeks. We'll be back with another edition of That's Interesting with Scott and Megan. So we will be here in 2 weeks. Don't forget. But of course, every other week, it's That's Interesting or Solutions from the Street. And so next week, it's another Solutions from the Street.
Yeah.
So there you go. And I think we have the guest all lined up, don't we?
Yes.
So that's good. So that's cool. Any hints?
Nope.
Okay.
No hints.
All right.
We'll let it be a surprise.
See how you are.
Yep.
Okay. Fair enough. Hey, what about tomorrow?
Tomorrow's show,
Radio 9 Free.
To 11 a.m., Radio Free Saturday morning, a show that involves much musical novelty and stories behind the music. It's like VH1 Behind the Music. But
you
want to
play Synchronicity, aren't you? Something.
I probably should. I should do a whole Synchronicity theme.
Yeah.
The theme is kindness.
Hmm.
So it should be really uplifting.
I like that.
Yeah, it's a feel-good show.
Okay. So they're all feel-good shows.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever listened to a show of yours that's not feel-good.
Yeah, they're at least they're humorous.
Yeah.
There's a lot of levity.
Okay.
So tomorrow is definitely a feel-good show, and so tune in. You listen to songs within the theme of kindness.
Okay. There you go. 9 to 11 a.m. tomorrow morning here on KSJE 90.9 FM or online at KSJE.com.
Yes.
From anywhere.
From anywhere.
You are
in
omnipresent.
The world.
Yeah.
Omnipresent, just like that creepy artificial intelligence.
Right, exactly. What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
Not a thing, right?
Not a thing.
It's all good. Okay. There you go. Well, perfect. All right, everyone.
Cool.
Well, that is our program for this week. Thank you very much for joining us on That's Interesting on KSJE. We are a community-supported radio station, so we thank you for your support. And until next week, we will see you right here. Have a good week, everyone. Take care. Bye-bye. KSJE is supported by the Farmington Civic Center, bringing a full slate of entertainment to Farmington and San Juan County. The Farmington Civic Center, 200 West Arrington in downtown Farmington.
Find out more online at fmtn.org/shows or at 505-599-1148. It wouldn't be Freedom Days in Farmington without the Electric Light Parade on July 4th at 9 p.m. on Main Street downtown. Enjoy floats and music and honor our veterans. This patriotic parade is a beloved Farmington tradition and is supported by the Farmington Rotary Club. Find out more online at farmingtonnm.org or call 505-326-7602, the Farmington Convention and Visitors Bureau. KSJE is supported by Music in the Mountains, a world-class classical music festival based in Durango, Colorado, offering orchestra, chamber, and world music concerts July 7th through July 31st. This year, the concerts come to you with free mobile stage performances in the region, plus other unique venues throughout the area. Find out more at musicinthemountains.com. KSJE is supported by the Alzheimer's Association, New Mexico Chapter, with a local office in Farmington, providing free services and resources to help those living with dementia and their families, including their 24/7 helpline, 1-800-272-3900. The Alzheimer's Association, New Mexico Chapter, 1-800-272-3900. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.